Thank you so much for coming today. What is a game changer? That is exactly what's going to be announced today, this morning. A game changer for more than 16,000 of our high school student athletes. A game changer for the Duval County Public Schools. A game changer for our city. On behalf of Jaguars team owner Shad Khan, our team president Mark Lamping, and the entire Jaguars organization, I'd like to welcome you and our guests for this game-changing announcement. With us this morning is Mayor Lenny Curry, Superintendent Nikolai Vitti, Tim Cost, the President of Jacksonville University, Amy Jorgensen, Senior Manager for Health and Safety from the NFL, Robert Sesick, the Executive Director of the Jacksonville Sports Medicine Program, along with Michael Spiegel, who's our CEO of Brooks Rehabilitation and also a board member, and other esteemed guests, including our wonderful students, faculty from Raines, Rebalt, Andrew Jackson, and Englewood High School, as well as Baldwin Middle High School with us today for this important announcement. I'd like to introduce Dr. Kevin Kaplan, the head team physician for your Jacksonville Jaguars, who will be the MC for this event. Dr. Kaplan?
Good morning, guys. What a great day here at the stadium. This is an unbelievable event. Obviously, it's the opening of training camp, too, so there's a lot going on around here. It's really an honor to be a part of this fantastic event. High school athletics is one of the purest forms of any given sport. It has the ability to shape the lives of so many of our young athletes. I know that personally, as a former Jacksonville High School athlete, I learned about the importance of dedication, hard work, teamwork, and leadership. Having broken my ankle during high school and spending countless hours rehabbing from that injury, I also learned about perseverance and the sometimes thankless yet priceless job athletic trainers play in our high schools. As parents, coaches, and teachers, we want our student athletes to practice and play in a safe environment with access to athletic trainers and doctors in the unfortunate event of an injury. That's why this program is an amazing step toward the goal of having athletic trainers in all of our local high schools. Certified athletic trainers are essential healthcare professionals who provide a safe playing environment, evaluate injuries, implement rehabilitation programs for return to play, and provide expertise in outlining sports programs that focus on safe participation. With the vision of the Jacksonville Sports Medicine Program, educational programs sponsored by Jacksonville University, and support from the Jacksonville Jaguars and the NFL, I'm proud to introduce our speakers for today's press conference. First of all, Bob Sefcik, the Executive Director of the Sports Medicine Program. I've had the honor of working with Bob over the last 7 years, and his passion for safety for our young athletes is truly second to none. Through educational programs with physicians, athletic trainers, and athletes, Bob continues to have a positive impact on our local community. I'm proud to be part of this program, and thanks to Bob's leadership, I look forward to seeing it develop into the future. Bob?
Thank you, Dr. Kaplan. Thank you all for attending today. It is a great day. Today is extremely exciting for our young athletes in our schools. Okay. Today we launch an exciting safety initiative with our public school system that begins with 5 high schools, but will exist in all 17. While I need to keep my comments short, our message today is significant. Safety. Today we recognize the hard work efforts of those who spent countless hours discussing, revising ideas, looking for ways for this program to achieve success. Names like Mr. Larry Rogers, Mrs. Tammy Talley, who have embraced the idea to develop a comprehensive program to increase student-athlete safety. Other names like Alan Verlander, Joel Lamp, who have shared ideas, experiences, and passion in uniting our community in this effort. And likewise, all the names that I certainly cannot list individually. Our young athletes, thank you. As I step away from the podium today, this morning, we will hear from some very esteemed guests right here who also share this same commitment to our community and to safety for our children and young athletes. And likewise, I speak from the student athlete's perspective, thank you. It's equally important for me to acknowledge others within our audience who have also reached out their support to our safety initiative, including Firehouse Subs, Public Safety Foundation, Coca-Cola, and Baker Sporting Goods. Through your generous support, this program is certain to become a model of success, not only here in Jacksonville, but throughout our state and country. Our acknowledgement also extends to our community rehab clinics for their past, present, and future commitments of support to our schools. It is important for me to personally thank those: Heartland Rehab, Core Rehabilitation, Atlantic Coast Physical Therapy, Select Physical Therapy, Progressive Step Physical Therapy, and the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute for their service to our school programs. Approximately 4 years ago, Philip Fain, Tatiana Burrow, Christopher Green, all entered a program at the University of North Florida known as the Athletic Training Program. While at the same time, Melissa Angel enrolled in Dominican College in New York, and Blake German attended Shawnee State University in Ohio, all preparing themselves to become licensed healthcare providers. Today, through the work of our community, the principals of five local high schools will notify their athletic staff and parents of athletes that a new level of safety will be available to them in our schools, as we will now include a comprehensive athletic training program that will oversee the athletic health care needs of their children. It is my sincere pleasure today to officially launch Project 17, Certified Athletic Trainer Initiative, in the Duval County Public Schools.
Thanks, Bob. Michael Spiegel is the current COO of Brooks Rehabilitation and a JSMP board member. He has a background as a physical therapist in addition to a master's in health administration. He's a key member in helping to promote athletic safety in our young athletes in hopes of keeping them on the field and out of the hospital. Michael.
Thank you. I appreciate the invitation to speak today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about JSMP because I think it's an organization that many people may not be aware of. It's the Jacksonville Sports Medicine Program, and it's a community collaborative of various healthcare organizations, including Nemours, including Wilson's, Brooks. We have the Duval County School System. We have several other members. And JSMP really is focused on youth injury sports prevention. JSMP does its work through advocacy, through education, through training, a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people aren't aware of. But this has been one of its most important initiatives for many, many years. I've been on the board for about 3 years, and the effort and the strategizing to get to today started way before me. So I really want to acknowledge a lot of the work that was done prior to today. I know in talking to some folks today, some of these things look like overnight sensations, this program, the ideas for this just kind of started and we made it happen over a very short period of time. But it's important to acknowledge the people who really did this. Over many years, you've had people like Dr. Lucy with JOI, you've had Nemours, and you had Wilson's, who really were the founding members of JSMP, really had this as an idea and a vision many years ago. And like many great ideas, sometimes things have to line up. And we've been able to line those things up with a lot of the leadership that's here today, from JU, from the mayor's office, from many other organizations. So I want to acknowledge all that work that people have done to get to this day and acknowledge all the people who really have come together to allow this happen and this announcement to occur today. So with that, thank you for being here, and thank you for the support. And I'm proud to represent JSMP, and we've got a lot of work to do going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Mark Lamping is the current team president of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was formerly CEO at MetLife Stadium and was president of the St. Louis Cardinals from 1994 to 2008. I've gotten to know Mark over the last few years and have seen what a tremendous impact he and the Jaguars have made in our local community. Having their support is yet another way this team has made a difference, and we are truly honored to have them in our corner. Mark.
Thank you, Kevin, and welcome to Everbank Field. The fabric of this wonderful community that we are blessed to be able to call home is made up of many threads. One of those threads is football. Now, whether it's because the kids that are out there in the public parks playing in Pop Warner football or at the high school level or the collegiate level at Jacksonville University, or a couple of the great traditions in this community, the annual Florida-Georgia game, or the Gator Bowl, football is such a great thing. And it's such has such an important place in our hearts here in Jacksonville. And one of the reasons that this continues to grow from year to year is there are so many men and women that have been exposed to the game over the years and realize how important the life skills are that, that they develop by being exposed to the game. Kevin mentioned many of them earlier, hard work and teamwork and competition. And one of the keys is to make sure that the game is played safely. And we are very, very proud that through a partnership with the National Football League and USA Heads Up Football and our local football programs, the Jaguars are fully engaged in creating a safe practice and game environment for our community's youth. This is a very wide-ranging effort and has included and will continue to include initiatives such as renovating or building new safe community football fields. We've done 10 to date and even more to come. Supporting USA Heads Up Football certification for all paid and volunteer coaches in area youth football associations and middle and high schools. Partnering to provide 14 AED defibrillators to the Jacksonville Sports Medicine Project for use by athletic associations and other groups throughout Northeast Florida and South Georgia. An annual mom's clinic here at Everbank Field to teach the real decision makers in every home, the mothers, safe football skills and what to watch for when their sons and daughters are actively participating in the game. And for many years, support for the placement of part-time athletic trainers at various high schools in Duval County through the Jacksonville Sports Medicine Project. When we were offered the opportunity from the National Football League to expand the safety net to all sports at the high school level, we could not pass it up. Through the support of all of our partners, particularly Dr. Vitti and the Duval County Public Schools, Amy Jorgensen and the National Football League, Tim Kost at Jacksonville University, Baptist Health, and all the funding partners at the Jacksonville Sports Medicine Program, we will accomplish three goals. Ensure that students participating in all high school sports learn proper safety protocols and receive preventative education and immediate medical support when required. Provide athletic trainers with the opportunity to further their skills through a master's program at Jacksonville University, which will provide advanced care for our students. And provide a pathway through this private-public partnership to ensure that within just a few years, all 17 of our Jacksonville public high schools will have full-time athletic trainers. Let me add in closing that it is precisely because Jacksonville is part of the National Football League family that we have the opportunity to help bring these great NFL initiatives to Jacksonville. And on behalf of Shad Khan and the entire Jaguars family, I would like to thank Amy and the NFL for their support. Thank you very much. You're doing great things to make a wonderful community even better. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Mark, for the kind words and for inviting me here today to announce this fantastic program here in Jacksonville, which, as Mark alluded to, is part of a greater program that the NFL has put together to increase access to athletic trainers at all levels of sport. So at the NFL, we are working to promote safe play at all levels of sport, both in the NFL but also at the youth level and in football and in all sports. Amid concerns about sports safety, we are working to promote solutions. And we are excited to be here today to support this impressive program that I believe works towards this goal. We want to encourage kids to be active and healthy, and we're working to equip them and empower them to do so safely. We know the value of integrating key healthcare professionals on the sideline can have on athlete safety and health outcomes. And that is why last year the NFL Foundation, alongside 15 NFL teams, including the Jacksonville Jaguars, joined the Chicago Bears in this initiative, which the Bears had originally piloted in 2013 in Chicago. With the support of a matching grant from the NFL Foundation, These NFL teams have worked to develop programs to increase access to athletic trainers in their communities. And we know that each community comes with its own set of assets as well as needs and challenges, which results in these programs taking on a different form in each NFL city that that it's implemented in. And it's exciting to see here in Jacksonville the creativity, the collaboration, and the strong community support that has gone into developing a very impressive program that should have a broad-reaching impact, I think, for years to come in this community. At the national level, we are, alongside our partners, including the National Athletic Trainers Association and the Professional Football Athletic Trainers Society, as well as Gatorade, we plan to double our investment in this program for the coming year. And we look forward to more NFL cities hopefully implementing programs similar to this, and we look to the Jaguars for their leadership and helping to set that example going forward to hopefully increase our reach. Thank you.
Thanks, Amy. Tim Kost was recently selected as JU's 12th president on February 1st, having been the executive vice president for Pepsi Company in the past. He has over 32 years of senior executive experience at a number of the world's top companies. Mr. Kost graduated in 1981 as magna cum laude from JU and went on to get his MBA in finance and economics. Additionally, he was a four-year letterman for the JU baseball team and one of the top 10 winningest pitchers in JU baseball. And this is interesting. I didn't know this. Pitching the only nine-inning no-hitter in JU history. I thought it was interesting. Mr. Kost has been a tremendous asset in improving the JU community. And as a physician myself for the Dolphins, I enjoy treating his athletes as the school continues to grow academically and athletically. It's my pleasure to thank and introduce Mr. Tim Kost as he will explain their role with our current program plan.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate those kind remarks. Yes, my shoulder is still sore from a game 30 years ago. I'll be very brief because you've got some more great people to hear from in a minute. First of all, thank you to Mark Lamping and all the Jaguars for hosting us here today. It is great to see everyone here, Mr. Mayor, et cetera. I want to make sure I introduce someone to all of you that you're going to want to get to know because she is the brains behind the Jacksonville University portion of this. It's the dean of the Brooks Rehabilitation College of Healthcare Sciences at Jacksonville University, someone that we were able to recruit from a pretty fair student-athlete location, the University of Florida, a couple of years ago, Dr. Christine Sapienza. Chris? So let me briefly run two threads together in a minute and then get off. I was a student athlete in high school up in New York, played everything I could, put my first football helmet on when it was bigger than I was, played all through so that your injuries in basketball were hopefully healed by the time it was baseball. And as was mentioned, I had a chance to come down here and wear the colors in this very city 35 years ago. If you take that thread and run it together with the fact that Jacksonville University is a Division I university that plays 19 Division I sports, and has over 500 student-athletes taken care of by many of the people in this room, and we're very grateful. We play the collision sports. We play football, and we play lacrosse. We play sports where people get injured, and there's folks at Brooks and JOI and others that help us get through that. If you add that to the fact that the largest college inside of our university, the fastest-growing college, the one where virtually every single graduate gets a job, is the Brooks Rehabilitation College of Healthcare Sciences. Nursing, speech pathology, kinesiology, orthodontics, health informatics, and ultimately PT and OT. And inside of this idea of working with these incredibly talented colleagues, and it's such a pleasure to come back here 2 years ago and see the people in Jacksonville wanted to work together and find a way to help these student athletes be safe. And so we turned to Chris Sapienza and others and we said, what can we do? And the creation of a series of health sciences fellowships came forward, followed by the opportunity to join the MS, the Masters in Science in Kinesiology program at Jacksonville University. And Dr. Sapienza is spearheading that with all of these great colleagues. So know that we are committed to this financially. We're committed to this as a primary portion of what goes on in the College of Healthcare Sciences. And we're honored to be here with you today. Thank you.
Dr. Nikolai Vidi is the superintendent of the Duval County Public School System, which is the 16th largest school district in the nation. Prior to coming to Duval, Dr. Vidi has had a positive impact on the education systems in all of his previous endeavors, including Homestead Middle School, Bronx High School, and schools in North Carolina and New York. the program could not move forward without the support and guidance of the Duval County Public School System. Dr. Vitti.
Good morning, everyone. Let me begin by thanking Larry Rogiers. As Dr. Kost mentioned, things like this doesn't happen unless you are gifted with a great staff. And I have a great staff, and they're the ones who make the day-to-day things happen. After many phone calls, many meetings, many emails, we finally got this done. As many of you know, my journey academically through Harvard began as a student athlete. And in schools today, our mission and our focus is always academics, reading, math, science, and writing. But we also have to realize that our work is about the whole child. And usually when we talk about the whole child, we talk about music and art and electives. But speaking and working towards the whole child is also about athletics. And today's initiative and today's work is a short and long-term approach to finally addressing the need for full-time athletic trainers in our high schools. Over the years, we have been doing patchwork in order to make this happen with part-time trainers, even first-time responders, and just ambulances at schools and at games in order to make this happen and allow our children to be safe. Long-term, because with the partnership with JU, our hope is to build a pipeline of future trainers in our schools. Short-term, because we have five schools in particular, Rebalt, Raines, Jackson, Baldwin, and Englewood, that have always been challenged with trying to find someone consistently at those schools. So moving into next year, all five schools will have a full-time trainer for their games, at their practices. And then long-term, our vision in the next 5 years is to have 17 full-time trainers in our schools, where eventually Duval County Public Schools will assume the full cost of that. But short-term, relying on our partners to do this. What is unique about Jacksonville is the ability of so many different entities to work together to make something like this happen. From the NFL to the Jaguars to multiple hospitals to JU, this is what separates Jacksonville from large cities throughout this country, is the ability to work together, put aside territorial aspects, put aside immediate financial needs and look at the bigger, broader picture and how we can align resources and create synergy among multiple organizations to do what's best for the community and, more importantly, our student athletes. I want to thank each and every one of you for making a difference, filling that gap that we have in our community. This will make a profound difference in the lives of children to come from a prevention and safety point of view. Thank you, everyone.
Took my sheet. All right. Not that I need this for this one, but Mayor Lenny Curry is a native Floridian. He is a summa cum laude graduate of the University of Florida and practiced as a CPA at PricewaterhouseCoopers from 1994 to 2002. He then co-founded a Jacksonville-based professional services firm, ICX Group, providing finance and accounting, consulting, executive recruiting, and staffing services. He has been actively involved in a number of local and state civic organizations and obviously was recently elected as mayor of Jacksonville. It's now my pleasure to introduce the mayor of One City, One Jacksonville, Mayor Lenny Curry.
Thank you, Doctor. And it's just really, really nice to be a part of the power of collaboration here today. Jacksonville University, the Jaguars, the NFL, Duval County Schools. I was sworn in July 1, so it wasn't that long ago, just a few weeks ago. And there was a lot of stuff that landed on my desk, much of which is still sitting there. But this was one of the first things, an ask for the city to be a small part of this. You're all investing so much. We were asked to invest just a fraction, and my immediate answer was yes. And it was really easy. First, it creates jobs, and anything that's about job creation in Jacksonville here, we're about jobs. But it also really transcends athletics themselves, and let me just speak to that personally. We need to have our youth need to be safe, but parents also need to feel that they're safe. I've experienced this firsthand. One of the other hats that I wear that's my favorite is coaching youth football, and some of the biggest concerns that parents have when I'm recruiting. Yes, I recruit. It's not at the dinner table, but it's concern about safety. If parents know that when their kids are in high school, that athletics are safe, they're more likely to encourage them to play sports. in sports transcends the life skills that you get. I experienced it growing up, the discipline, the hard work. I use all of those things that my coaches taught me every day. All the sweat on the field pays off dividends as an adult. So it was an easy answer to be a part of this. I'm grateful to be here. And I was watching some of the young athletes walking in, and I was saying, oh, gosh, to be young. So play hard, have fun, and get good grades. Thank you.